Yeah, it was the one that was on on ESPN a lot.
Huh.
The Von Erichs were there.
Oh.
Austin was there for a little bit. Cactus Jack.
All right, so a lot of Texas territory.
Yeah, Jeff Jarrett, Jerry Lynn, Cornette, Stan Lane, Buddy Landell, Booker T, Stevie Ray, Axl Rotten.
Sorry, I always forget that they came out of Texas.
Yeah, One Man Gang, Jack Victory. Bruce Prichard. Barry Horowitz, maybe you heard of him.
I have.
Patriot was their first champion, then vacated, and then won the championship again, only to lose it to the Dark Patriot.
I remember the Dark Patriot.
That sounds like it might be fun to watch. Pretty long day of podcasting.
It sure was. I think somehow still slightly shorter than yesterday.
I think you're right. And we're out of there earlier, right? I
mean, yeah. We also started later yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was like a meeting in between somewhere there, so that added some time as well.
How happy are you guys that you're not doing a top 25 like GameSpot is? I don't know.
So are they just doing a top 25, or are they doing individual categories too?
I don't know.
Because if it was just us debating a top 25, I feel like we could do that.
Yeah, that's actually seems easy.
That seems
easy. It's easy, but I think that when you get to the lower parts of that list, who cares?
Yeah. You know, in general, I would agree with you, but I think in a year like this, where there actually was a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I think at some point it's like, is it on the list, yes or no? Like, the ordering of games out of the top 10. Like, is it 22 or 23? Like,
yeah.
It's...
Well, to be fair, I mean, is it 8 or is it 9? Like, you know, it,
yes,
at a certain point.
But when you're only choosing 10 games, I think that becomes...
It becomes much harder to debate.
Yeah, that ordering process becomes a little easier to do. So, I don't know.
Yeah, fair enough. What the hell's going on up here?
PG&E doing something stupid?
Yeah, I can't really say.
They're tearing up the road?
There's a lot of water on the street,
yeah.
So I don't
okay.
know.
Nice Problem. And wet. Yeah, cut into that street.
They are slicing up the fucking street over here. Just open the window. We're like, why are you doing this?
The street worked fine yesterday.
I don't know, okay? I don't know why we're here. I don't know what we're doing.
Just making a movie. It's called Under Construction. I honestly don't know how we're going to do the things that we're trying to do over the next 2 days
and move.
Like the list of things that have to go off over the next fucking 2 days are
a little nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying not to stress out about it too much, because the second I start actually trying to tally up every single thing we need to do...
It's not even, like, the list of things that need to get done, it's the obstacles in the way of that, in terms of just, like, the move having to happen on a specific time frame, and, like, oh, this stuff doesn't get moved off the floor by this date, it's all getting destroyed. I'm like, yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of stuff here, right?
There's a lot of stuff here, and you haven't actually let people start moving it yet. You realize that, right? I feel like there are corporate forces at work here that may prevent us from getting it done. We'll see. We will choose games.
Yeah, there will be podcasts. Where it goes from there, no one can say.
Yeah. I feel like the discussions have been pretty good this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt solid about the choices we've made, the discussions we've had around stuff. I don't feel like we've given anything the short shrift.
Yeah, even categories where I didn't necessarily feel strongly about any of the candidates, Is this pronounced Kylesa?
Yes.
I don't think that's a great band name.
It's unusual.
Memorable, I guess. You know? Yeah. Unless, well, I don't know. Is a dude in there named Kyle?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. It was just like, my name's Kyle Sanders, and I just took Kyle and the Sa from Sanders, and then that's the name of our band, bro. Isn't that fucking ripping?
Pretty sure not.
All right. I don't know, Kyle. this guy was bag on his back looking around like,
am I supposed to be here?
This seems like a strange street. Something about this street, I don't know, honey. I kind of stumbled into a bad neighborhood. I think we're lost.
Well, you're lost, all right.
Where's the new century? We're trying to get to there.
Okay. I was told it was party headquarters.
All right, well, yeah, no, it's a block back that way, dude.
I've got a backpack full of party.
Oh. Well, then.
It's mostly dildos.
Oh. Well, then. We may have gotten disconnected from the chat here. Mm. Either that or just no one has said anything for the past 4 minutes or so.
It's possible.
Anything's possible. Usually, there's like a zone up here that like sometimes Verizon just can't keep up and it cuts out and disconnects and stuff. Like, there's... like at some point, this stuff was not meant to be used this way, I think.
Yeah, I think it's been established that you are pushing the boundaries of what Mixlr is generally
capable. I'm just pushing the boundaries, just period, you know?
Yeah.
That's me, man. I'm out here.
You're not about that safe route.
No! Absolutely not.
You're on the edge. The bleeding edge.
Yes. A lot of blood.